So welcome to Debian Games Buff by Eugene Golov.
Hi, thank you very much. This is Debian Games Buff. I'm quite loud on the speakers, am I? Perfect. Well, I was quite astonished that it was scheduled in this big room because, well, it should just be a small buff. But, well, you are here, I am here. I hope we will enjoy and improve the games in Debian even more. So, who are we, the Debian games team? Because I see Pabs, I see Persia, I see Christoph, Lindy, Ansgar. Who else is in the games team here? Nobody. Okay. We are actually 169 members, according to Aliot. There are 169 people in the PKG-games group. We maintain 270 safe packages in main, 22 in contrib, and 12 in non-free because, well, games are often non-free, or at least the data of the games is non-free. This seems pretty impressive, but there's also a downside of this big team with many packages, because I counted 74 inactive members. I guess when Andreas will use his better tools than mine, he'll come up with even bigger numbers of inactive members in our group. I counted inactive just as no commits and no mails since January 2010. We also have a bit over 500 bugs. 4 of them are grave and 10 serious. That is, well, okay for 270 packages, but we could do better. And we always wonder, what can we do to be better? Because, well, as a Debian developer, maintainer, whatever, you have a different view on the packages you maintain yourself than a regular user would have. So I hope to get some insight from the user sides during this buff or maybe afterwards. I already got some from some people who are not here, sad, but okay. I'll introduce the staff. The games team was quite low in activity the last year and about 4 months, perhaps. Is it right? 4 months ago in March, I think we started with reviving the games team. We now do meetings every month. The next is on the 7th of August. I won't be able to join because I will be at Wacken, but I hope the other guys will rock the show and do some productive stuff. We are about to write a policy how games should behave, packaged, whatever. And we try to interact with other distributions, but, well, it works with Ubuntu because they are just downstream for us. They almost not maintain games in themselves, I think. Is that right, Persia?
That's the story we usually tell in some contexts. The other one we sometimes tell is that we prefer to have an integrated team because it's easier than dealing with patch management through PTS and whatnot.
And I think we have one contact at Fedora, that's Hans de Giode. He's a really nice guy, but, well, it's just one person, so it doesn't help perfectly. So we need help, obviously. So everyone, put on your laptop, join Gobi, and let's help the games team. What I want to do with the games team in the soon future, I think, is to clean up. I told you there are about 70 members of the team who are not real members anymore. I'm planning to send out some emails, and when I don't get any response in a reasonable time, just delete them from the group. They can rejoin every time, of course. I also plan to play around with team metrics that Andreas and Suki, Thus, I was just introduced to it the day before yesterday, I think, so it's new to me. I hope to get something out of it. There also, Andreas mentioned it, and it also was in my mind, we need a homepage or something like that to represent us as a community of gamers in Debian to show. So maybe it would be just a link collection for starters, but hello, Rhonda. The most important game Steam member, Rhonda. You won't be kicked out of the team. Never.
Well, practically, I'm currently just compiling VestNode again. There is a new upstream release, so...
Yeah, but I heard there are quite a lot of players for VestNode, so you are important. Andreas also mentioned that it's quite easy to create a so-called Blends tasks page with, well, basically a shinier and nicer index of packages and group the packages into better groups than apt or devtext can do. We also had the idea to extend devtext a lot, but I think we didn't reach any good conclusion yet on this. We also have a tool called Game Data Packager for sort of non-free games like Quake, where the engine is free and you have to get the data for the game yourself. The Game Data Packager will create a dev package from the CD or whatever you have the data on, so you can just install it on your machines. I think we could extend it very much, not only Quake, not only Data, but also other games that are available on Linux, but not free and that cannot join the archive. Also, Humble Bundle was released, I think, 4 days ago. And I think it would be quite nice to go to the guy who makes Humble Bundle and says to him, hey, let's make devs, put it on your BitTorrent, and let the players just download a .deb instead of a tarjz and extract it somewhere and run it somehow. Rhonda, you do backports, so you're not only doing VestNode. And I think we should do more backports in the team, especially because games are often under some, or multiplayer games are often in the case that they change some protocol and you need a new upstream, you can't go with the older one.
There's often the case, especially with multiplayer games that need a server, the upstream projects moves on and just supports the latest version of the servers, so it would be good that we have the latest version available for the stable release for the users. That's where backports comes in.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. I have the same problem with PUBG RTH.
Like PUBG uploaded Warzone 2100 to backports already. I think Nexus might be another target that's at some point needs a backport.
Maybe I don't have the full overview because I play on unstable. So I just serve the users when I do backports, which I don't do yet for games. And of course, as there are not all game team members here, what do our users wish? We would really like to listen to you, so speak up now, maybe later. Well, at that point, you can see in the corner that slide 5 from 6, and the last one is just, well, we are the team, join the conversation now, and yeah, what do you expect from games?
Hello. It's working, yes. Yes, you mentioned it on your page. Let me do some comparison of the games teams, perhaps with the multimedia team, and we also have the GIS team, and perhaps Debichem or whatever. All these teams are working on a certain topic. And I, you know, I favorize the blend thing and just put my ideas on these teams because of the following reason. You all are doing some excellent technical work on single packages, and you are communicating on a level of SVN or Git or whatever, and packaging, but there is, I think there is a missing link to the user who tries to get the answer, what can I expect from Debian? And once you install Debian, you can use, for instance, GoPlay, which is nice.
It is but no one knows there is GoPlay.
Yes.
That's one problem of it.
I have the advantage. I learned it in a quite early stage. But if you want to attract a non-Debian user, you need it on a web page or somewhere.
Right.
This is it. Basically the answer I want to give, or this blend stuff is basically a technical answer to the problem how we can structurize the project. It's I like to be a blend even more, to be some kind of interface to the user, even having perhaps a games user mailing list or something where people can ask. I don't know if it works for games. But
we have a mailing list, and they can, of course,
Me. Then that's fine. But other teams were just lacking such a list where users can ask. And so a blend should be something, a contact point, and a point for information, and giving the team some structure. Perhaps in my case, we have some distinct people which are working for biology or for imaging also. Perhaps in your team are people who are really keen on 3D games and ignore the other ones, or strategy games. So you could give the team some structure in case of categories or whatever.
Yes. Also, Mika from Grummel mentioned earlier to me, he can't be here because he's in the accessibility BOF or whatever. It's in the next room. That it would be really, really cool to have some kind of recommendation system. So this one would have to be installed on the machine, and then it's like, yeah, you have Open Arena installed, which is a first-person shooter. How about trying Nexus or whatever? This also could be exported in some way into the web, which more user input than.
So yeah, that's also partially also my point. I think it's from a user perspective, it's currently not so. There's not much enticement to install Debian if you're not using Debian already. If you're after games, basically, like what's really missing is something like a central point, which is probably also linked on the maybe also linked on the main Debian website.
Can do this.
Where people have a chance to see how many to get a first impression of how many options there are for playing games in Debian, what they look like. You really need pictures or videos or something there.
Yep.
And yeah, I think the PlayDeb people are doing a nice job in this. They have some software which automatically indexes repository and apt repository. And makes like screenshots, or I'm not sure whether it makes screenshots. Probably they do it manually or something. At least they have a nice way for presenting the packages they have in their archive. Of course, many of those are not free and could probably not be in Debian. But those which are in Debian could be presented in a similar way. That would be like pretty nice for people and give a better impression for how nice it is to use Debian games.
Mm-hmm. Rhonda?
The packages Debian.org website offers the possibility to just add /squeeze/games and get a list of all the games within the pool. Usually the package management software also offers to search for games because they are put in their own section. We have screenshots, Debian.net, and the screenshots from there are at least incorporated in both the packages website, but also inside the software center. This is a GNOME-based software installation software package tool. I think not that many people use it, but I guess end users actually might use Software Center because it's very easy to install software from there. But we had some discussions a while ago about doing a website which presents more information, which is more tailored towards games than what the packages site can offer. I think GoDevian, PlayDep or something like that, they have a more or less interesting approach to this, and we could learn from them how to present games and could potentially come up with something similar. It just needs someone to do the work. I also suggested to potentially do screencasts. I just haven't found yet the tool with which I'm able to do it easily. A screencast of like 5 minutes, maximum 10 minutes of presenting your favorite game and do that regularly through some YouTube or some other channels, publishing it and get people to subscribe to that channel to get a constant flow of this, like this week, game of the week, something like that.
There is package of the week, I think, as a page somewhere on the net.
Yes, but I don't somehow, I'm not sure if it's still active.
I don't know either.
That might be the problem. But a screencast tool that works fairly well and is able to help us get some short presentation of games onto the web would be cool.
So I think like there's many places where you can get single parts of information which could combine into a combined experience, a central experience. But this is currently missing, right? So probably some work needs to be done there. Then I think a website would be pretty nice for people who are not into Debian.net or actually people who are already using Debian 2. So like something to complement the application installer, which is probably not actually known to everybody yet. So actually, especially I think new users probably do not know application installer and if they installed Debian. Yeah.
So are there any web developers who can do that for us? Andreas, you are not one.
Definitely not. Well, I just went to playdep.net to compare what we could have with these task pages, and I see they have obviously a better web developer than me. Definitely, we can. I would love if some.
I bet they have a better designer than you.
Better designer than okay. I would love if somebody would tweak the task pages that way. We have some template; it can be tweaked. It's easy. I see here is an install this now. We can't provide this probably.
Ubuntu does, so.
Yeah, I don't know if we can, in Debian, just click a button to install a package.
As it works in Ubuntu, we could backport something, if it probably.
Works, even better.
It just has to pop up Software Center or Synaptic or whatever is installed.
Perhaps it's a good idea. What I'm missing on this page is definitely is localization. So on the web page, on the task page, we have at least if DTP is something translated, and I think translation is very important for games because you want to address children, you want to address people who are not necessarily speaking English, and this you can get it for free with the task page, I think.
I wonder if just on the translation thing. Most games are generally not translatable because they.
No, I mean, it's a description on the web page.
Descriptions, right?
To learn what the game is about, to find a selection, what you can expect from this package. of the game itself. We can't do anything about this. Yeah, okay. You can always, but, you know.
I wonder if Playdep has some kind of star system, so you can tell, yes, this game is really great, I give 5 stars to it or something, because it's also something that...
By the way, this is also we wanted to implement, but it really needs a web developer.
Yes, sure.
Which is not me.
So that stuff is kind of like what Enrico was talking about with the AppStream project.
Yes.
So yeah, maybe we could have a GameStream branding
and
of
maybe
the
we
AppStream.
Wait a month, Enrico gets all the things done, and we can just enjoy the stuff for free.
We don't have the stars system on the task page, but we have the popcorn information.
Yeah,
so many people are playing this or have installed and used this. Well, this is the data what we have.
Yeah, but I don't believe in popcorn, for example, because I don't have it on any of my machines.
Yeah, but it's not only you, and we have some statistics. And if there's a game installed 1 or 2 times and the other game is installed 100 times or even more, it says something. It's a bit of information.
Another interesting project is Tassia's work that she's doing on App Recommender, which is her master's thesis for recommending different programs to the ones that you have installed or similar programs. So you could say, I've got Warsaw installed, I want to play some similar games, what's out there, and then it would go recommend you 10 different games to play.
Okay. I didn't know about this.
There was a talk about it earlier in the week, video.
So. Why do you tell it me now? it seems I missed all the interesting talks this week.
At least you're on the games buff.
Well, it would be sad if I weren't here now. So, what do I have yet? Blends was put in by you, Andreas. Is it really just 16 to 20? And no one wants to say anything about games. You don't play. That's a good idea. Can you host a machine somewhere on the internet so we can install game servers on it? To have parties?
Personally not, but I think we can find some if needed. And if we as a Debian project want to host some Debian server with games server, we can, well, if there is some interest, we can do that. But I don't have the hardware, so.
Yeah, we are still searching for someone with the contact because, well, It would have to be a quite big machine with much of CPU and RAM, and it would use quite a lot of traffic. So it's not doable with a random server you can rent for 50, 60 euros in Germany or something like that.
Ask DSA.
Who? Ah, DSA. And don't tell them how many exploits are in games or possible other vulnerabilities no one cares about. So, Didier, what would you play now if you would start to play?
Where's
not? No one wants to play poker with me, it's sad. I'm so good player. I always lose, so you can just win. Whatever that is. Never know this. I told you there are 270 games by our team, so no.
So one a day for a year, and you can play, and then you know Liquid Wars. Liquid Wars is the best game for network play.
Okay.
So actually, this shows quite clearly that we need this screencast desperately.
We need screencasts, and we need recommendations in some kind of...
So that we promote within our own team.
Yeah, sure. We are on the team, but we don't know every game. I mean, I look at my packages and at those who have LC bugs or something, so there's really need to work on it. Christoph, are there any games for Emacs?
Yes, but I'm not sure if we have anything extra in our games team.
Okay. I saw Tetris for ZSHR, ZSHR yesterday.
There's that was Tetris for Emacs as well, yes.
That's not funny. So what did you type in? All known, yeah, backports. Wonder you have two packages in the new queue. Please accept them. Thanks. The two, so the third and the fourth package. So I don't care for the first two. That's not mine. DevTech improvements, well, that's something we have to do, but I don't think we can discuss it here. Or is anybody here who wants to tell us what's bad for games in DevTech currently and what could be improved in kind of different dictionary or vocabulary, sorry, or something else? Perhaps it was your point. The first one is playing. Nice.
As far as dev tags, so far on the list, I think we've talked about input methods, like touchscreen, joystick,
yes,
blah, 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 and also multiplayer versus single player versus mandatory two player versus X number of players, whatever. I'm not sure what else. Anyone got any ideas?
What I had in mind, because Mika, it's the third time I mentioned his name today, I mentioned it, we need some kind of tag or something. Is this a short game, so I can just play it in the train for half an hour, or between work task one and work task two, or is it some addictive game I have to play the whole day? Like, where's not, maybe. I think this is something we could try to implement, but I don't know where to put the barrier between short and long-term game. Playdep, we handled this one. Damn cursor. Sponsoring workflow improvements, PET versus Wiki, I think the Wiki will just die in the next. Ansgar, when is PET3 ready for the games team? It's nice to have all the people here.
It's running now for the Perl team, and well, there are some glitches with supporting multiple teams yet, but I'm working on it. So it should be pretty soon.
Great. I think I just locked the wiki page then, so nobody can edit it. Then we have to use PET, which is actually really great. I'm not quite sure what game user feedback should mean. Do we mean input on the mailing list? That's, yeah, let's package this game, or let's package that game, or?
I think if we get up a site like the PlayDeb, a similar site, we should allow user feedback directly inside this page, so that users can, for one, rate the games, and for other, add their comments to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be go along that line, whoever added that to the list. So maybe through that we have an idea which games really are popular, not just to ourselves, mm-hmm. but especially to our users.
Yeah. Another thing I have with one of my upstreams, they have a forum on the web. They use regularly for everything, coordinating translations as a sort of bug tracker. And there's also quite a lot of Debian or Ubuntu related questions in there, and no one besides of me can answer them. I wonder if it would be possible to solve this somehow with a link. Maybe it would help with the comment function that Rhonda introduced. Why am I called Evgeny too? Anyways. Andreas? For the blend stuff, you just wrote a copy? Is it a bunch of scripts or what?
Actually, when you asked if you should install a game, I started just doing it and I will show you afterwards. Is this okay?
Okay, sure. Because I didn't like the interface, but the data is great in it. If there's no more feedback from you, I could call it a talk, no above, and well, get a beer. And I hope you all will join the channel, join the mailing list, and tell us what you miss from the games and we missed here in the talk now. So, thanks for being here.